Blog Talk Radio.
An olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing.
God bless all of you this evening. My greater is coming. Your greater is here. One thing about the songwriter, she was giving thanks unto the breaking, unto the beating, unto the different things that the individual is going through. And count it all joy, saints of God. And just give God thanks no matter of what you go through. And we just praise his holy name, for he is worthy to be praised. And you just go ahead and just take a few minutes and just gather your minds and gather your thoughts, because at the end of the day, greater is here right now. Why? God, because God is so good to you and so good to I. He is releasing the different things that we need. And a lot of times it might not be resources, but he releases things around us so we can be able to get the resource. That's how we know greater is coming, because it's deliverance over our life, and we are seeing the deliverance that comes over our life. So God has been preparing us for the greatness that is inside of each and every one of us every day. And I give thanks and give honor unto our spiritual Lord and Savior. And we just bless his holy name. Because one thing I do know, once you begin to accept the greatness that he done placed over you, you might as well get ready, because it's a shaking that is happening in the spirit. And I know that our families and friends all over the world, especially our international partners in Norway, we thank God for you. I know it's a shaking coming there. United Kingdom, we thank God for you. Germany, we thank God for you. South Africa, we thank God for you. Our brothers and sisters, we thank God for Europe. We thank God for them as well. We thank God for each and every one of you all over the world. And we thank God right here in our local United States of America. We thank God for them as well. And just taking the time out and just trusting us as their pastors and as their leaders. And we thank God for each and every one of you. And I know that God is going to get ready to do, my God, he's going to get ready to do things to blow your mind. Why? Because you always position yourself around the table to be blessed. And when you position yourself around the table, it's a matter of time when you're going to start eating. It's a matter of time to where you're going to start feasting. It's a matter of time where you're going to get fed. But you've got to position yourself around the table. And this is like a table that we position ourselves around. I know that God is doing, and he's got greater for you. God bless you, Mother Jackson, on this Monday afternoon.
God bless you also, Pastor Temper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come giving God the honor who's the head of my life. I give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple. I give honor to Pastor Smith and Pastor-elect Barbara Smith and everyone at AZM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more on a blessed Monday afternoon, God, just thanking you, God, for how you have took care of us, God, all the day long, God, up until this point. God, you didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come on us, God. We come to just say thank you, Lord. We are so grateful. And so we're just so grateful for everything that you have done for us, God. We thank you for what you're even doing now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is, God, as we say in your word. By your stripes, we're here, God, and we're standing on your word like never before, God, because we know if you've said it, we believe it, and you're doing it right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today. We lift up every youth, God, this day, God, getting prepared, going back to school. We ask that your heavenly angels shield and protect them all the way around them, God, into their destiny, and they're going forth in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you, God. We need you for every single thing in our life, God, in our going and in our coming. God, we just thank you, God. We ask you that you have your way today, God. We ask that you touch, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to be in that mind regulator for us, God. That heart fix in the name of Jesus, God. Let your love continue to flow in our heart like never before. God, we thank you, God. We lift up our spouse up to you today, God. We continue, God, continue to shield and protect them, God. Continue, God, to cover them in every area in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your blood of Jesus today, God. We realize the blood of Jesus, God, cleanses us, God. We realize, God, that the blood of Jesus keeps us focusing on you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We lift up every leader everywhere, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them the most, God. let them stay up on the wall right now, but before, and let them continue to cry out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Cry out your truth, God. We realize, God, a lot of times truth hurts, but it's good for us, God. It's good for the growth. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We ask that you shield each and every one of our home, God. The blood up on the rooftop, God, to keep anything coming towards us that don't mean us any good. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we cry out today, God, for the one that don't have a shelter over their head, God. We pray, God, that you be a shelter for them in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you be food that is prepared on their table, God. Clothes on their back, shoes on their feet, in the name of Jesus, God. We come just thanking you, God. Most of all, God, we just thank you. We thank you, God, for the things when we were walking into danger, God. You shield us from it because we didn't see it, God. But we thank you, God, just for that in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to forgive us, God, that anything in our heart is not like you, God. Not like you, God. We ask that you forgive us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you to bless our mouthpiece, God. Continue to let blessing, God. Goodness and your mercy and your grace come forth out of our mouth like never before in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for every single thing that you have did for us because nobody else didn't do it but you, God. Nobody else didn't do it but you, God. We realize, God, it was you all by yourself, God. It was you all by yourself, God, when we were sitting in that deep, dark place. I couldn't rise no more, God. And you began to tell us to rise that we could because we could do all things through Christ, God. We thank you, God, when we have them gave up, God, and you gave us that willing mind to just continually push a little farther. We thank you, Lord, that you held our hand, God. Every step that you made, we begin to walk as you walk in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we ask that you go up in the old folks' home, God. Oh, God, be a comforter for them in the name of Jesus. We realize, God, kids that brought them there and left them there and never turned back, God, but let them know they're not all alone. You are with them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize sometimes we feel so bad when we raise our kids the best way we can and they go up and marry, God, and forget about mother and daddy. But that's all right. God will be your mother and your daddy. So we thank you, Lord, today in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you even for the word is getting ready to come forth, God. Let us position ourselves, God, our heart, that we can receive your word, God, and eat it and grow for it in the mighty name of Jesus. God, these things we ask today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, somebody, just take a few minutes and give God a worship right there in the midst of your house. Just give him a thank you because he is worthy to be praised. I know many of you are doing with the work, and some parents, you might be stressed out because you got school coming, getting the kids situated, getting things running around, depends on where you live at. But one thing that we can do and just say thank you. Because at the end of the day, if it have not been for God on our side, we don't know where we will be. And we just give God a thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you that keeping us safe. Thank you, God, that you're keeping things protected. Thank you, God, where we didn't know where resources are going to come or how things are going to be made out. You still worked it out. You still make a way out of no way. So we thank you, God, on this afternoon. We give you the praise. We give you the glory for what you're doing. And we just want to say thank you. And I know that is somebody that is listening tonight that you just want to give God a thank you. You need to just tell him thank you. And sometimes that's all God be looking for. You might want to say thank you to get your you might need finances released. Give God a thank you for where you at. I guarantee your finances is going to be released. You might need some things turned around for you in your life. I just dare you to just tell God thank you, and you'll see things getting turned around for you. What the enemy meant for bad, God always will turn it around and work it out for your good. So you might as well just say thank you because he is worthy to be praised. And therefore, God, we give you a thank you unto tonight. We allow our thank you penetrate through the atmospheres and go before us. We say thank you, God, where you're taking us and what you are doing. We say thank you for the blessing that we have not seen yet, or we have not received it yet in the natural, but we say thank you.
killed you in a way, because we already know, because we are sons and daughters of you, that whatever you don't release is already on its way, and what's mine is mine. And we say thank you, God, for what you are doing, and we just bless your holy name. I know that many of you tonight just want to give God our biggest praise and the biggest blessing that you possibly can, because he is worthy to be praised. I got to give him glory. We give him glory. Give him glory in the midst of your situation, in the midst of what you're going through right now. I tell you right now, I bet you that devil ain't going to be able to stand up in your home. I bet you he ain't going to be able to stand up around you when you begin to give God a glory, because everything around you is going to have to come under the order, under the name that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We give him the glory, we give him the praise. Amen. 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 I just bless his name tonight. I thank him. My God, Mother Jackson, he is worthy to be praised. Yes, I know he is worthy to be praised. I just give honor and I thank God. IADM family, we thank God for you all, everyone. We had a fabulous, wonderful time, you know, picnic time and just time of fellowshipping. And I just thank God for what he is doing, regardless if the things that we don't see or the things that we, you know, it's the things that we don't see and see what God is working. And sometimes God got to bring you in a family environment to begin to deliver you or something. And because of this day and age, we don't grow up in so much of dysfunctional homes and dysfunctional life. We don't understand structure, family value. We don't understand how to get along. And sometimes God got to bring things together, begin to destroy different things. He uses so many different ways to bring us into deliverance and bring us into alignment. But what God is doing, we give him a thank you. And I just want to send a share a wonderful shout out to my wife. And I thank God for her as well. You know, is my backbone, and my God standing with me, standing with us in the ministry, and I thank God for you all. I'm telling you, it is a blessed time. It is a blessed time for what God has for each and every one of us. And I know that God is shifting, and he's shifting minds, he's shifting individuals into a new place within him. Guess what? When you go into a new place, catch this revelation here. New place bring on new blessings. Let me say that again. New place bring on new blessings. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, new place, that old place where you was at, God might gave you a blessing, was giving you a blessing to help pay your bills. Well, a new place bring on new blessing. Maybe God needed, maybe this place or this new place where we at, God finna pay off some bills. Oh, y'all don't miss that revelation right there. I had some folks just shout along with me in the Holy Ghost. New place bring on new revelation. New place bring on new blessing. New place bring on new rhema that is going to come into your life. All places, all you're going to do is reap the same thing that you normally be reaping. Why? Because you're still in that old place. And that old place, my God, probably last year it was your new place. Now this new place that you just was in or you just left, it's become your old place. Now this old place is passed away, you enter into a new place. So in other words, you thought you were shouting last week or 2 months ago or 3 months ago when God done made a way out for you, when you didn't see no way, when God done took you and when you didn't see how he gonna took you. That was that old blessing, amen? So God said, now you get ready to make room for the new blessing. Why? Because you're in a new place. And when you're in a new place, you get ready. So what he done did for you in this, in your life up to this point, that you done came into a new place, my God, imagine building on top of it. God done made, God done did so many things for so many of us and done blessed us to bless our circle. Imagine he building on top of what he already done. Imagine he building on top of when he healed you. Imagine when he built on top of when he changed your finances. Imagine when he building on top of when he made a way out for you. My God, when you didn't see no way made out. Imagine that. Oh my God, that's a word all by itself where I need to shout and give God a praise, because now I'm in a new place, or you you in a new place. God is going to get ready to do a new thing within you. So new things going to get ready, a new blessing. All things are passed away, my God, and all things are become new. That is a solemn word all by itself. Yes, to give God a praise for your new. And I know that as many of you listening tonight, you done came into a new place within your mind, a new tolerance, some things you just can't tolerate no more, some things is not going to happen no more. Welcome to your new, and get ready. You're going to get ready to have some new blessings. You thought you had a new walk, you might as well get ready to see a new walk. You thought God don't glue your mind, you might as well get ready to get your mind blown again, because God, my God, God is a God that is infinity. He is a God that is everlasting. He is a God that is no doubt to him. It is eternity. Amen. So therefore, you thought that he couldn't bless you no more. And God said, you get ready. I'm going to turn up the notch a little way. I'm going to turn it up a little higher. I'm going to bless you even the more. Amen. I just think the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for us, my soul just shall glory. Hallelujah. And I know that somebody tonight can really give God a glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I want to talk to you tonight. I want to talk to you tonight. And I'll probably be giving this introduction tonight and tomorrow morning. Amen. And it's just going to be an introduction I'm giving tonight, because we need to, as a saints of God, we got to get and come to the place to where we realize the value that is in the Word. And we don't get bored with the Word of God. And the reason why we're getting bored with the Word of God, because we are not valuing. And the reason why we are not valuing, our life is not moving. We don't have no focus point. We have to establish a focus point. And when we establish a focus point, we have a place where we can begin to engage at and begin to receive from. Amen? In order to receive, you have to be positioned. A lot of times what's happening now, we are existing to live. In other words, you're existing to live. You can go and ask somebody, say, man, how you doing, brother? How you doing? I'm just making, I'm just living, I'm here. They existing to live. They don't have nothing to live for, so therefore they are existing to live. But we need to rearrange this, my God, this contact, and we need to rearrange it into the place to where we are living to exist. And when we are living to exist, I'm living for to get ready to leave behind a legacy that is going to exist on forever and ever until God come back. Amen. That's why you get people, they just very odd. I'm just still making it. I'm trying to make it. I'm still going. Why? It's no focus point is going on in their life. And you have to get a focus point. And it happens a lot in the body of Christ. We begin to drop off, begin to fizzle out. We begin to fade out of the excitement of the Word of God, the excitement what God is bringing. Why? Because we don't have no focus point. And once we begin to establish a focus point, we'll begin to establish a position where we can begin to receive the Word of God. Yeah, the auxiliaries that is set up in the body of Christ, it's just not an auxiliary to be set up. That is a position. And that position positions you into a place to receive. A lot of times we are in the wrong position. How do you know you're in the wrong position? Because you don't have no passion for it. When you begin to have a passion for something, you have the determination to where I can stay up all night. I could stay up all night. I could do this all day. I could just keep going and going and going and going. Yeah, my body might be tired, but yet I'm still going and going and going because I have a passion for what I am doing. I love what I am doing. And we got to get into a position where we have a passion for. We all, a lot of times we try to be this next pastor, next preacher, next bishop, next individual to where we just existing. And we don't have no focus point to where God could pour out, or the area to where I can begin to receive. What area are you receiving in? What position are you in? Where is your position? Where your position at is going to determine how you're going to receive. And a lot of times we have not tapped into that position. We have not tapped into that place. So now we're not receiving like we need to receive. We're all over the place. It's just like an individual that has a brilliant mind. That brilliant mind, my God, probably have different things that they could do. One minute they're a chef. Next minute they want to do a business. Next minute they want to be a retail. Next minute they want to start this travel agency. They got a position. They got so many positions to where the pouring out in their life is very thin. It's not pouring in one place. It's pouring in several different places. So guess what? That individual is not going to see the benefit of what they should be having because they got too many ideas in so many places. So therefore, the context of their life is all over the place. And when a person is all over the place, you cannot give them anything. You ain't going to be able to pour anything to them. Even though they probably receive, they're going to receive very little. Why? Because it's issuing out into other places. So instead of they living to exist, they're existing to live. They're existing to live. You have to get a focus point. What do you love? What do you love? What do you love to do? People look at them, I'm a preacher. Well, you might not be a preacher. You probably have a love to feed the needy, help the homeless. That is a position. That is a position to where it's very vital. And that position alone, where alone, will begin to feed you. Now the Word of God begins to come alive. The Word of God is not coming alive in a lot of people's life because, number one, they don't have no position. They don't have no desire. They don't see nothing that is worthwhile in their life, in their ministry, other than God is a wonderful God. God is a great God. It's much more to the Lord, my God, but we have to step out to see it. And once we begin to step out or begin to be positioned, we'll begin to see and begin to receive God. You have to have an avenue where God's going to bless you at. Many people thinking that, oh, I'm going to lift my hands, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that. What is the avenue? Where God going to bless you at? Many people, even us in the world today, what avenue that we are creating or we don't position ourselves for God to bless us? What avenue? Avenue could be your job. Avenue could also be your career. Amen. For God to bless you. He could bless you through the bank. He could bless you even through the government system. What avenue are you receiving? In order to receive from that avenue, you have to position yourself in front of it. In order for you to receive even funding even from the government, you have to position yourself to receive it. If you never position yourself, you can walk around and say, well, they need to give me this, they need to give me that. You won't be receiving anything. If you have not positioned yourself, you could say, you know what, I deserve this, I deserve that. You might do deserve it, and something might be due to you, but will you get it? No, I won't get it. Why? Because I have not positioned yourself. That word position yourself is a word of work. It's a word of determination. It's a word that I cannot sit down. I have to get up. And that is what happened to a lot of us in the Bible. We are sitting down. We are not getting up. We want the overflow, and we want God to do things for us, but we are not positioned. Why? Because we are existing to live. So therefore, I'm just making it. So we don't position ourselves to the place to where we serve God because of our situation. We want God, we engage into God because I need him to work out some issues or some matters that is in my life. Notice when issues and matters of circumstances of individual begin to be worked out, what happened? They back off. Next thing you know, we back in. Then you back off. Then we back in. Then we back off. Then we back in. So we playing a game with what they call, jumping rope, they call it double dutch. They call it double dutch. We just going from side to side, one place to the other place, side to side. Why? Because we are not positioned. You have to position yourself to get ready to receive what God has for you. We can yell, we can whoop, we can holler. But what is the position? What are you doing in the kingdom? What are your position and your passion at with the Lord? What is your possession? We know you love him. I know you believe in him. But do you have a passion to share that with somebody else? Do you have a passion to share that with somebody that is unfortunate? What is your passion? And your position of your passion going to feed you. Now you're going to be into a place to where you're so engaged into God and you're so engaged into the things of God to where you just want to be fed. The word of God becomes a light. Now that perspective, it begins to change. Now I can see it. Why? Because it's feeding me in my passion. Feeding me into the place to where God don't position me in. If you don't have no position, how can God bless you? How can God pour out into your life if you don't have the position? You got to have the position for God to begin to bless you. I declare and I decree tonight that minds that are idle, minds that are sitting there and just have a strong passion and a strong desire, they begin to position. Other words, they begin to work. They begin to work to understand their context, to understand where they are in life, to understand where they are in ministry, where they are with God, for they can begin to receive from God, and the word of God begin to come alive, and that way their life will not be idle and begin to fizzle away. I declare and decree tonight you're going to find a new love and a new place within your position. Regardless if your position is a deacon, a mother, evangelist, a preacher, or whatever your position is, you'll begin to tap into that passion. And if you cannot find that passion, you'll begin to find your position where you belong. And where you belong, that is your position where God can appoint to you. I know many of you are ready to receive the outpouring of God. And God is ready to pour it out unto you. But you have to be positioned. If I want a bank to receive my funds, I need to position my funds, and I need to position my funds to go to the bank. If I never position my funds to go to the bank, my funds will never go to the bank. Why? Because it takes my work. I have to do some work to position that to go there. If we don't do no work, we won't fall into position. And we don't get into a position, the philosophy, other words, education or the knowledge or the outpouring of God, that's not going to do you any good. Because now you're going to try to operate or you're going to try to execute things and you're not going to see anything that comes from it. Why? Because you never was positioned. It's just like you go to the bank and you never position your funds to go to the bank. You never set up a bank account. But you go to the bank and you ask them, you say, I need a withdrawal. How much you want to withdraw? I want to withdraw $500. Well, what is your account? What is your information? I don't have one. First of all, you're going to have to go back and set up one. And once you set up one, you cannot withdraw anything that you have not put in. Oh, y'all hear me this one. You have not put in. And that's what happened to us in the body of Christ. We're trying to withdraw something that we have not put in. We have not put in the work. We have not put in the time. We have not put in the sacrifice. It seems like when a little trial comes and it's like, oh, my Lord, the world has end. We have not put in the work to stand tall and be a strong tower to represent God, that he is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? What work have you put in to get a withdrawal out? We got to bind that entitlement influence spirit that calls in us, oh, because I confess to him as my Lord and Savior, and I am a child of God, I deserve it. I deserve it. You deserve what he said you're going to deserve. He said, confess that he is your Lord and Savior, you receive him as your personal Savior, you shall be saved. That's what you deserve. But everything else, you're going to have to position yourself, and position takes work. And once you position yourself and put the work in, now you can bring understanding into your context. So you'll be all over the place. You know who you are. You know what you are doing. If you're a janitor, you're a janitor. Guess what? A janitor is not an individual that's saying, you know, no, this is my position. Regardless of where you at in your job right now, you position on that job and understand where you're going. So many people get upset with jobs, and they get upset getting up, and they don't want to do this, they don't want to do this, because they don't have no focus point where they're going in life. They don't see where they're going. All they see is where they are. And where you see where you are, eventually you're going to get tired. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to get to the point to where nothing around you is no value. It doesn't matter, regardless of what type of information is coming to you or who it's coming from. It's not going to matter. It's not, because you don't lost the value. But if you get into a place and you have a focus point, and your focus point is, what is the focus point? I want to make money. That is not a focus point. That is a desire. What is your focus point? No, it's not. What is your focus point? For that type of individual, their focus point say, well, I want to have a financial place. This is your plan. This is your desire. I desire to have this in my income. What are you going to do to get there? Well, I'm planning on to go in the sale into this part of company, or I want to be a district manager, a district place. Okay, great. So now you got a focus point. Now you understand where you're going. You're understanding your context. So now what you got to do to get there? Everything around you is a tool to get trained or get information for. But the question is, are we using the tools and the resources around us? Because now you get the focus point. You got it. You get a focus point. This ain't where I want to be. Who say you're going to be there? But you can use it as a place to learn for elevation. Then when you get there, guess what? Now it will receive you. What do you mean by that, Pastor, receiving me when I get there? Watch this. If I've been an employee all my life in retail, all I know is retail business, and I was an employee. Now I see a job opportunity to where in this law firm they need an administrator. I never did administration work all my life. Now when this job opportunity comes up, I say, hey, I want to apply for this job. I want to be an administrator. What is your experience? Well, I've been in retail all my life. Have you ever did administration work? No, other than just making sure the finance is right before I turn it in to my supervisor. Well, you got to get the experience before I open up the door. Opportunities are going to be open to you on the level that you are on. Opportunities. Promotions are levels that levels of growth that happen to you in your life. It's a level of growth. And that level of growth is going to open up opportunities to you. It's going to open up opportunities. See, because we don't see the value around us, we are not be able to take advantage of it because we don't see the value. Where you're going is your income want to change. So if my income want to change, my guess what? My title or my responsibility needs to change. Guess what God do? Grow you from where you are and take you into a place. And now you don't grow it into a supervisor. You don't grow to a district supervisor. You manager. You got all the supervisor skills over you. But guess what? You will never go backwards unless you allow yourself to go backwards. When you establish in a position or you establish on a title, you will never go backwards. So now when an opportunity opens up, you can walk into that level. Why? Because I've been promoted to that level. You cannot enter into nothing that you have not been promoted to, regardless of how much or how bad you want it or how much desire you want it. You first have to be positioned. Let's get positioned, body of Christ. Let's begin to position ourselves. The Bible says that the labor is right, but they are through harvest. You know, the harvest is right, but they are through labors. They are through labors. Why? Because they are not positioned. And because they are not positioned, they don't have the passion. And because they don't have the passion, they don't have the desire. And they begin to fizzle away. The word of God doesn't come into a light one. Why? Because they're not positioned. You could see the mothers or you could see someone that embraced the word of God. Why? Because they embrace the position. They embrace what God done, where God have them at. They embrace where God done placed them at. When you find a person that embracing their position and embracing the level they are on, you could tell them to do anything. They're going to love to do it. Matter of fact, you ain't going to have to tell them. They're going to be already working. Why? Because they embracing the position. So now when they embrace the position, whatever you pour into them, it's going to begin to help, it's going to begin to develop, it's going to begin to help them grow. Time for us to be positioned. And once we begin to be positioned, we can understand where the direction of our life, we can understand which destiny or path we're going to take. That's our context. And once we begin to be positioned, now you can pour out into me, Lord. You can pour out into me because I don't have many fossils. I just only have one. And we're going to take this one to the highest we could take it. Then once we take it that high, then we could get another focus point because I maxed out on this level. Let's get positioned. And once we begin to get positioned, we can begin to get ready to receive what God has for us. And we can begin to receive all the blessings that God has. Position ourselves. Amen and amen. I just hope that helps somebody tonight. Just begin to start making some thoughts in their minds. And that's just, like I say, an introduction of what God is doing. And I'm telling you right now, once you begin to be positioned and you begin to tap into that passion of what you are positioned in, you begin to see things around you come alive. You'll be seen to come alive. You won't have that sleepiness, or I just don't feel like doing anything. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like being in this place. That passion will overtake you, and you're going to make you want to be in. Because why? You want to be the best individual of that position you could be, because you have a passion for it. You have a love for it. You want to study. You want to know information about it. And even if you position in the area, you see a place where you're going, you're going to embrace everything around you, because you know you're going to go to a place. And by you passing through this area right here, you need all the information you can get on this level. Why? Because you're going to need every piece of information where you're going. Let's position ourselves so God can take us into a blessed place. I thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in. We're going to be on all week at 7 a.m. And I'm telling you right now, I'm just so excited of the direction where God is taking us. And I thank God for the word of God that he is pouring down and pouring out inside of us. Let's begin to be positioned. For the ones that live their life and they already positioned, and you say, you know what, Pastor? You know, I'm happy. I'm happy where I'm at. My life is happy. I don't live my life. I want you to pour that wisdom down into everybody you come in contact with. Every young one, every individual that you come in contact with, that they still have a lot that they're trying to accomplish. For why? For you can help position them. Position them for they can understand where they need to be and they are. And guess what? They're going to begin to embrace the word of God like they never embraced it before. Help the body of Christ. If you don't reach the place to where you say, you know what, I'm good, let's help position others that is trying to get to that same place where you are. And goodness is not about a big fancy house, not the best fancy car. You're just happy where you are. You're happy in the place where you are. You're comfortable right there where you are. That's goodness that God is talking about. It ain't talking about all that other stuff. So if you good, let's position and help position others for they can take that same road, for they can begin to excel in the things of life. God bless you all. Brother Jackson, thank you once again. Always been a pleasure, and always been a pleasure. We're going to turn it up this week so we can begin to be positioned for the word of God come alive inside of us. And guess what? We can tap into that passion that we are positioned in, and we are not going to be able to sit down, go to sleep, and be out of anymore. We're going to begin to live to exist other than existing to live. This has been ABM Ministry, Pastor Temple, and the family. We thank God for each and every one of you. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless all of you. Amen and amen.